Welcome back to the First and Ten podcast. We are here with day one of free agency. Lots of stuff's happened. The windows, the door, the whatever it is, transfer window, it's open. It's been open for a couple of hours and stuff has happened early and often here. I'm your host, Ross. With me is Dave.
Are you all right?
Good, mate. How are you? Welcome to fatherhood.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's
How's it going?
it's been a good first week. It's
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, she's a good
Looking to
lad.
extend the contract.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she's gonna probably be sticking around.
Good to see. And Ash is here as well. Hello.
good, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Excited to talk about some free agency. Stuff's happened already. It's been
Yeah, it's been pretty good this one so far.
yeah, let's start with the kind of the big quarterback news. Kirk Cousins is an Atlanta Falcon now. 4 years, $180 million. And I'll tell you what, we'll read through the ones that have signed. Baker's re-signed with Tampa, 3 years, 100 million. Not really though. And Russell Wilson has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 1 year or $1.2 million. Would you want to start with those three boys? Take your pick.
Oh, I would say so. I did have some rumblings that Kirk Cousins was it was between Atlanta and Minnesota for a while, probably the last couple of weeks. His wife's obviously from Atlanta, and Arthur Blank was really, really keen at getting someone established in because of his age and just the franchise has been in a bit of a hole since Matt Ryan left.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a shock for me that one, but obviously now it m really opens the door to see what Minnesota do in the probably the draft. Or there has been talk that they might be interested in Trey Lance as well. So keep an eye on that for the next few things. As maybe like a late round, they might give out a, I don't know, fifth round pick or something like Dallas did. So they might go back to Dallas and say, "Can we have him off you?" sort of thing. So keep an eye on that one. But yeah, I did see the Kirk Cousins one going kind of that way, to be honest. Looked like Russ has signed with Pittsburgh just to kick Denver in the nuts, because obviously that £1.1 million signing means that now Denver are eligible for the other £37 million on his contract. So if he had signed sort of 10 or 12 million elsewhere, then that 10 or 12 million would have come off of Denver's cap
Yeah.
number. So he's obviously done that for a reason. So that's a kick in the nuts for Denver, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
He'd be
obviously
fine. He's an upgrade on Kenny Pickett, I suppose.
maybe I think they've gone from 3.7 yards per attempt to 3.8 yards per attempt, so
Oh, he's way better. He's
it's
way
much
better.
better. Yeah,
Can't
so
wait for them to re-sign Mason Rudolph and have a three-way quarterback battle. That'd be great.
and then obviously the last one with Baker getting his, I think that he's deserved that this year. I kind of root for Baker a little bit, just in regards to he's had them so many ups and downs, but he seems
Yeah.
like you'd kind of want to play for him. I think that if he was your quarterback, I think you'd kind of want to root for him a little bit. So yeah, I'm glad that Baker got his deal, and he thoroughly deserved it after last year's play, to be fair. So I don't think it's horrendous money, to be honest. Like 30 million's probably about right in it, I suppose.
Yeah, it's more of a like a Geno Smith sort of deal where they've got a
Yeah.
release after the end of the first
Yeah.
season. If it's not gone well, they can get out of that contract and for minimal sort of cost, really. Dave, what do you think to Kirk to Atlanta? Is it it's an upgrade over what they had before, wasn't
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure it's an upgrade. Like, and I think it's probably great, like fantasy wise, for basically every player in that
it?
offense, and good for Kirk and all that. But I do wonder if they're just gonna basically just be what the Vikings have been since Kirk's been there, where they're a good team who,
Yeah.
maybe not gonna be good enough to actually win it, but they're sort of gonna be there or thereabouts to be a threat to everyone. You know what I mean? It's sort of
Yeah.
they just to me feel like what the Vikings have been lately, but I think it's bad news for Jefferson, players like that, that, lots of people love,
Yeah.
who they get there now. I think I saw Sam Darnold potentially going there, which, that's not great. And I don't know. I think it's a good move, and I think it makes a lot of sense for all parties. I really did think Kirk was going to end up staying in Minnesota, to be honest,
Yeah, I did
once.
as well, actually.
Yeah, once that injury happened, it just felt like that maybe made the most sense because, they know what they're getting. It's a bit of a risky move off the back of that injury for any
Yeah.
other team. But yeah, I'm pleased for Cousins. I think he's going to be one of the highest paid players of all time, isn't he, by the end of his career?
He
But
is, yeah, he's made some bank over his career.
yeah, it's been quite
Really
mad,
has.
really. But yeah, I think it's a good move for the Falcons. And I thought they should have drafted a quarterback pretty much every draft for the last like 3 or 4. So
Yeah.
finally addressing that position properly is a good move.
Yeah, where are they picking in the draft? They're around the middle, aren't
Vikings. I think it's like 13. It might
yeah,
be 11
that
or
sounds about
13.
right.
I think actually. I think it might
sounds
be 11.
very Vikings-y
They've
position.
been. There's been taught a lot of talk. To be fair, about the Chargers. They're a potential trade suitor for the Chargers.
All right.
So it wouldn't shock me if they want to move up to five. If they're keen on JJ McCarthy, say so.
Yeah.
That's another name to maybe keep an eye on in the actual draft.
Okay. Running backs, because they don't tend to get paid. They are getting paid. Saquon has signed with the Eagles, $37.75 million for 3 years. Josh Jacobs has signed for the Packers, no money been released yet. Tony Pollard to the Titans, 3 years, $24 million. DeAndre Swift to the Bears, 3 years, $24 million. And Antonio Gibson has signed for the Patriots, Dave. Happy with that?
Gibson's fine. I mean,
this is for any.
Not sure it's going to change too much about how I feel about Patriots going into next year having him there, but he's fine. He's a decent player, but
yeah,
I mean,
in
a day of big running back moves, I'm not sure he's one that moves into too much, is he? But
no, DeAndre Swift to the Bears, $24 million for 3 years. Actually, that's a lot of money,
yeah,
but the
you see,
Bears
that
have
was
got
the
a lot
first
of
one.
money.
Yeah, well, that was the first. I mean, they've got, I think it's the fifth highest cap space out of everybody. So the Texans are another one to keep an eye on for maybe paying someone. It could be someone like Derrick Henry.
Well, they were supposedly in for Barkley, weren't they?
They were
so.
In for Barkley as well, yeah. So, I mean, teams with a lot of cap at the top, I mean, you can understand why they would go out and spend some of this money. So,
yeah,
in the end, it's like, where else are you going to spend it? So
exactly,
I'd rather have a core player that's going to touch the ball sort of 250, 300 times than sometimes maybe get like a sort of a linebacker or a safety for that sort of money. So I think like personally, I don't think it's horrendous money for Swift. It's roughly probably about what he is, but I don't think the Bears needed to do it personally with what they already had there, because I don't think Khalil Herbert's horrendous, and Roshan Johnson I thought was okay last year, but I think Barkley would have been the splash, but I think Swift is a tier down personally from that. So it'd be interesting to see what the Texans do in that regard. But yeah, Swift to the Bears, jury's out, I would say. Jury's out.
Barkley taking his spot in Philly, Dave. Excited by that?
I really like Barkley, and I think it's a good chance for him to, maybe go to a team where he doesn't have to basically be the guy, which he hasn't had much throughout his career so far. Like, in New York, that team, when they were good, it was basically when he was good, wasn't it?
And,
maybe he can stay a bit healthier if he's not sort of as much. But, if you're a Barkley fantasy owner or whatever, then I'm not sure I love this move for him, just because of, obviously, the goal line work's probably not going to be here.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Same,
it's
isn't it?
Completely dried up now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... My thing with this, I just don't know with any of these deals what like a good outcome is. How many free agent running back moves have you seen in like recent years that have actually worked out? It's not a lot, is there? It's probably only you can probably count on one hand the ones that like people are actually happy with, and that's. But although some of these moves feel exciting, I'm just not sure that in 18 months time I might be going, oh god, that was awful, that move. Josh Jacobs, to me, he's just such a. He's fine, but he was a product of just getting tons and tons and tons of the ball. I think he's fine, but not special. So I'm not sure he particular. I think he's decent, but I don't think he's going to particularly make them like anything.
Is he an upgrade on Jones and Dillon as the one too? Because it's seemingly going to be the guy then.
And then do similar stuff. I think Jones has probably got a bit more about him, but maybe at this stage of their careers, that maybe not, but.
Yeah,
I don't know. Barkley's a one out of all of them. I do think has a chance to, really be a success as a free agent. But even then, it's still a risky, risky move. But
yeah, definitely.
We were talking about it before the show, like that. These have got so much cap space now that's where the running backs have actually made some of this money, because they've got to spend it somewhere, haven't they? So why not go and get running back? But I mean, there's still a couple of these running backs to find homes, and they're going to be interesting. So there's definitely a couple of teams that. Could do with something, but it's nice to see him getting some sort of decent deal this year, isn't it? Where
they put a lot of work in, didn't they?
It's been half of them in recent years.
J.K. Dobbins is the one for me. I'm interested to see where he ends up and if he can stay fit. I've always been a big fan of his. I think he might get underpaid compared to the rest.
It just screams of like a 1 year deal somewhere, doesn't it? You can't, it's hard to commit to him for anything more than that until he sort of shows that he can stay healthy, because he hasn't really done that yet, has he?
No, unfortunately not. No, Tony Pollard to the Titans. It's a bit of a strange one for me. That
A little bit of a strange one. I think they've he had quite a market apparently, so it's interesting to see some of the teams that were in for Pollard. But I think he went where I think the Titans just offered the most money out of the. I think there was four teams in for him. So
and they've got the most cap space, haven't they, the Titans?
Yeah, they've got quite higher. Obviously, now with Derrick Henry. Obviously not going to be re-signing.
Yeah.
So they've obviously, now with Spears, it's kind of like, maybe they've kind of got two players relatively similar in some regards. Yeah, so it, like the 1-2 punch is probably just like a 1A, 1B kind of, you don't really have to change your format of your game running style. So maybe it's like, well, depending on which running back, sometimes with them 1-2s, you always find... If the bruiser comes on, it's like, well, you know they're running the ball. And if the scat back's on, you kind of know it's kind of maybe like it's going to be like a passing situation. So if you've got two players the same, it kind of disguises the fact that you don't really know what's going to happen. So, and I think that they went out, they got Cushenberry as well as a centre. So I think that the Tennessee Titans are doing the right thing in trying to support Levis for next year. I still think they need a wide receiver, but they might do that in the draft.
They could almost become watchable, but let's not hold our breaths on that. Receivers-wise, T. Higgins is franchise tagged by the Bengals, although he has today requested a trade. Michael Pittman Jr. has been re-signed by the Colts, 3 years, $70 million. It's a pretty good deal. Tampa Bay have re-signed Mike Evans, 2 years, $41 million. Gabe Davis has signed for the Jags, 3 years, $39 million. And Kendrick Bourne has re-signed with the Patriots, 3 years, for $19.5 million. That strikes me as massive value for the Patriots, because he was really good before he got injured last year, Dave, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is probably... From that, what was it, 3 years ago now, that sort of pre-agency run where we spent a load of money on some not great players on the whole. He was one that sort of worked out well, and so he was probably one of the bright spots, to say, before for his injury. So I'm pretty happy to get him back on a pretty cheap deal, really.
It's decent, right? Yeah, it's not bad value, I don't think that.
Yeah, he's been good for us.
Gabe Davis to the Jags. Ash, did you race what Calvin Ridley was doing, or was he more?
Yeah, I think he is kind of. I think if he would have been better last year for Calvin Ridley, to be fair, because then Gabe could have played the perimeter a bit more, and then they could have used Ridley sort of like the Kirk role in some regard. But because Kirk doesn't really play as an outside guy, Ridley was kind of forced up to play outside quite most of the season. So I know I think he's basically the like replacement for Ridley in some regard. Obviously he's not as savvy a route runner. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not really sure about this one for Jacksonville. I think that they could have gone out and spent $30 million elsewhere, especially with the wide receiver class that we've got. And they're picking quite in the sweet spot at 17. So I was looking at maybe Brian Thomas Jr. as a wide receiver as to be a mocking it there, but I don't know if I'm going to be doing that now. So it looks like they might be going in another direction. But apparently they're still trying to convince Ridley to stay, but I'm not sure why they're doing that, because I think that they give the Falcons more in compensation if he stays this year. So that's one of the reasons maybe why they went out and got Gabe Davis as well.
If he does stay, they're loaded at receiver with Kirk there as well.
They would be, which would be a bit of a mess if you come and try to do it for fantasy, I would have thought that.
But Mac
Jones would be licking his lips, wouldn't he, those weapons.
Yeah. I feel like they've got a lot of players that sort of like, all right, you know, like Ridley, he had like a few good games, didn't he? But he was sort of a bit hit and miss, you know, like, there's a lot of sort of like, I don't know, fairly well-paid receivers there that I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, it's number three receivers on the fantasy team.
Yeah, I'm not sure their production sort of matched up to some of the deals they've been given in recent years. They're a bit of a weird team, the Jags, aren't they, in how they spend their money. They sort of do things that I just don't think any other team in the league would do.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. Yeah, they do. Tight ends are getting paid as well. Dalton Schultz re-signs with the Texans, 3 years for $36 million. Hunter Henry's re-signed with the Patriots, 3 years, $27 million deal. Colby Parkinson has left the Seahawks to go to the Rams for 3 years, $22.5 million, which is an incredible amount of money for what was the third string tight end for us last year. And Jonu Smith's gone to the Dolphins, 2 years, $10 million. Anything stand out there, boys?
It's just a lot of money for not great players.
I think it's just because the tight end draft class isn't amazing.
Right.
So, and I think like with New England and Cincinnati re-signed Sample as well, and Schultz obviously staying at Texans. I think that teams have just solidified what they had last year in some regard. The interesting one would be the Seahawks, obviously, because all of their three guys are free agents. So it'd be interesting to see if only one re-signs other than two, so or that none of them re-sign. So Noah Fant could have a market. He might be one of the next ones to fall over the coming hours or so.
Offensive tackle-wise, I'm going to struggle with this name. Okorafor signed for the Patriots, Dave. 1 year, $4 million.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really struggling with the Patriots, like, projecting where we're going to be, because this team's going to feel so different after the draft, isn't it? Until we know what's happening at quarterback and all these things, it's hard to really know whether any of these moves really matter. Because it could be, you know, it could be a load of sort of mediocre free agents being thrown to by a quarterback that, I mean, we've got our draft previews coming up in the not too distant future. I'm not a massive fan of some of these quarterbacks, to be honest with you, but we're probably going to be drafting one. So I'm not feeling like delighted about the prospect of everything, to be honest. But yeah, fine. Yeah, we needed some help there, and you know, it's a bit of help.
It's a warm body.
It's hard to be excited about, isn't it? It's one of those sort of moves. It's fine.
He's not Tyron Smith, is it, or Trent Brown?
Yeah, he's just a bit of a depth player. He's going to be fine.
Yeah. Guard-wise, there's been some big money spent around as a re-sign. Kevin Dotson, 3 years, $48 million, and they've signed Jonah Jackson, 3 years, $51 million. So they're really solidifying that line, which makes sense when your quarterbacks are very, very old. You don't want them to get hit around too much.
Very unmobile.
Exactly, yeah. So they make sense for me, those deals.
There's some breaking ones. Robert Hunt, he's going to the Panthers.
5 year, $100 million deal.
Yeah, it's a big one.
They needed to do that, though. Bryce was just running for his life last year, so their O-line was easily the worst in the league. So I think that's a good... Even though it's an overpay, which it clearly is, I think that they needed to do it because they were horrendous, that O-line. Yeah. Absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, they need to see what they've actually got in Bryce, don't they?
I think it's a place on a team you can overspend and not worry so much. Like, I think, you know, if it works out, then fine. Like, it's... Or good, you know, it's I'd much rather overpay there than where some of these other teams are overpaid. You know, I'd much rather do that than like the Jags move for Gabe Davis, you know, that type of deal. I'd much rather overspend a bit here than I would in that sort of department. But
definitely.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for them.
Defensive moves. Well, Chris Jones has re-signed to a mega contract with the Chiefs. 5 years, $158 million.
Yeah, mega.
Makes sense. Justin Madubuike re-signs with the Ravens for 4 years, $98 million as well. And Christian Wilkins has signed for the Raiders, 4 years, $110 million. Well, big money spent on some disruptive defenders.
Yeah, he was the clear free agent on the market, Wilkins. I think it was a... Tom Telesco's obviously just gone there from the Chargers, so he's obviously flexing his pecs already at the moment, I suppose, with some of the money. But we spent hemorrhage money last year, so hopefully he can run the Raiders into the ground as well, like he has us.
Chris Jones, that's a lot of money in a long time for quite an old man at this point.
I think they just needed to do it. He was so good for their money on that in the last, 12 or so games, like when he came back from that. Yeah, I think he had a slight injury and obviously he had a hold, because you call the first game a holdout. It was the first game of the season where they lost to the Lions, wasn't it? A holdout. And then all of a sudden they realised how much they needed him. He is outrageously good. So I think they just kind of just needed to do it in some regard.
Yeah. There's also going to be, is it Eric Armstead what's going to be added to this list? Because he's asked for his release, hasn't he, from the 49ers?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, I think they actually are releasing him. So I think it's going to be, he'll be getting paid soon by somebody. I think obviously, I think that he'll probably get closer to maybe 20. Whereas them other guys are probably closer to 30, maybe just because of, I always find that sometimes it's if, the team like the 49ers are releasing you. Why releasing you? In some regard, like, so maybe it's like one of them ones where you're looking at. I still think he'll be a very, very good player. I mean, he was excellent last year. So, but it'd just be interesting to see where he lands and if someone can get him for a wee bargain.
Yeah, definitely. On the edge, Bryce Huff is the big sign-in, really. The 3 years, 51 million. Eagles are spending money like there's no tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah, it's one of them ones where you like wonder where all this money comes from because it
Yeah.
feels like they pay a lot of players a lot of money, but I guess that's what drafting well does for you, doesn't it? It makes it easy to do this as well.
Yeah, that's fair. Josh Allen and Brian Burns both were franchise tags by their teams. 1 year deals, $24 million. Andrew Van Hinkle has signed with the Vikings. He's not a stand-up player, but his name always flashes when you see him on the screen.
Yeah, I think he was quite big for the Dolphins, really. When he played, they were so much better. I think he was one of them players
Yeah.
that quietly made other players better, you know.
Yeah. Linebacker wise, Blake Cashman has gone to the Vikings. 3 year, $25.5 million. I was kind of hoping he would turn up at the Seahawks, but the linebacker market is quite deep, I think, in free agents this year, so that's fine. Drew Tranquill has re-signed with the Chiefs as well, 3 years for $19 million. Still a lot of big names out there in the linebacker market, actually.
Yeah, there's still a few names. I think that probably linebacker, and I always find is unless there's like a premium guy, it's always maybe like the second wave that comes through a free agency. They always go and sign your tackles, your corners, your edges, your
Yeah.
wide receivers are the first guys off the board, and then all of a sudden you start looking at some of your lesser. They maybe go down like the your premium. Like wide receiver ones, tackle ones. And then when you go into the tier two as a tackle, that's when the linebacker ones come into that sort of
Yeah.
echelons as well. So I think
Feel
we've
like we're going to
seen
massively overpay for Patrick Queen. I feel like that's
it
coming. That's definitely going to happen, isn't
happen at
it?
some point. Yeah. So
He's a good
there'll be
player.
a few
He's
like
worth
that.
paying.
Yeah, I don't mind that. If we're going to lose Brooks and Wagner, if we bring Patrick Queen in, I'm fine with that. Cornerbacks. Jalen Johnson's re-signed with the Bears. Lajarius Sneed has been franchise tagged by the Chiefs. Sean Murphy Bunting signed with the Cardinals. They're kind of your big deals, really. Not a lot going on for corners at the minute.
Yeah, I like the Jalen Johnson one going back there though, I think. And I think the market for Kendall Fuller, I think there's the one that everyone's saying that that might be quite hot. He might set the market in regards to this free agency market of
Yeah.
he's one of the ones that's most teams are looking at.
And safety has been a lot of happened. Antoine Winfield Jr. has re-signed, or he's been franchise tagged, sorry, by the Buccaneers. Carl Duggar got franchise tagged by the Patriots. Darnell Savage has signed for the Jags. 3 year deals, no money yet. Taylor Rapp got re-signed by the Bills. 3 years for $10.6 million. Seems really low for a player that makes that sort of impact.
I think it's just such a devalued position now. It feels like every year in free agency, you've got like that group just looks so good every time, and
Yeah, the
there's some players that
starters
just yeah,
everywhere.
like it, yeah. I reckon of any position group every year that just seems to be better and better safety. Just teams just don't want to pay them. It's just one of their things. It's just they're going the way of running backs, aren't they? Where teams just don't want to give them the money anymore because,
Yeah.
well, they're just a weird position now, isn't it? Now safety sort of changed so much in the
Yeah,
NFL
definitely.
now.
Yeah, and of course, Kevin Byard signed with the Bears for 2 years, $15 million. That wraps it up, really, boys. All the big deals that have happened so far. Looks like
Yeah.
they've been going on for 4 hours or so. And
Yeah, I think that obviously we'll probably finish recording this, and I think one or two more might drop. I think Calvin Ridley might drop tonight.
yeah,
Someone might be after him because
Devontae
that'd be
Parker's been released, so you know
yeah.
he's out
The talk, to be
there.
fair, the talk was Calvin Ridley was the Patriots, so quite a
Yeah,
strong
yeah,
possibility for Calvin
yeah.
Ridley. So it would make quite a ton of sense, to be honest.
I mean, to be fair, Parker just needed to be released anyway. He's just so bad. He, I saw a thing the other day that he's like finished like dead last in the league for like 4 years running in separation. It's just hard to do, hard to be that bad. He is, yeah, he's been a disaster for us.
Just bulk up and be a guard at this point because, yeah, that's, you're not getting any
Yeah.
separation on the outside there, right? So there we go, boys. That's the early strikings of free agency in the books. We'll be back very soon, like Dave said, with some position groups in the draft to look at. What we're looking at first, chaps, what's going to be our first show?
I guess we're going hot of QB one, will we? I don't
Straight
know.
in with QBs.
But something
Yeah.
big. It'll be something
Yeah.
big. Well, one of the good positions.
Yeah, hook them in first. We're not going to start with guards because
Yeah.
that'll
Yeah.
be towards the end
Some
of the draft.
of them episodes were a slog last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
The lesser positions, shall we call them.
The linebacker one was a slog last year.
Yeah. Because there was basically no good ones, was there, in the draft, really.
No.
It was a bit
Yeah.
tough, but yeah,
Pretty brutal.
we're going with a good one early. We're
Yeah.
recording the better ones first.
Yeah, while we're excited about them. And
yeah, Jessica. Make sure they're done, and then we'll worry about the others after.
We'll struggle through the rest. If they're all in one episode, you know why. Yeah, keep an eye on the feed for all of those draft episodes coming up. There's lots of stuff planned for the next couple of weeks as we get into draft season. Dave, where can people find us on socials?
Just search First and 10 everywhere. At First and 10 underscore. Is that it? Well, it's been a while since I've been out of practice there. It's been about 3 months, isn't it? But it's been good to be back. But yeah, I think it's First and 10 underscore on Twitter, and then just search First and 10, we'll be there.
Yeah, you can't miss us. We're there. Where can they find you, Ash?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. You'll probably be able to find me somewhere. I'm at Tilza at 1999. So yeah, we're always talking NFL and sometimes some English football as well. So,
and Dave, what's your personal Twitter handle as well?
At DJG23.
There you go. And I'm at Rossbow_underscore. You can find us all there. We'll be back very soon. Until then, it's goodbye from Ash, goodbye from Dave, and goodbye from me. We'll see you later.